your face. I come into this holy place to worship, to worship you.
Listening to God's Word is an essential tool for your spiritual growth. We bring to you the simple but highly anointed message that guarantees absolute liberation from all oppressions of the devil and powerful impartation for all round lifting in life. Take a leap into a divine encounter as the anointed man of God, Bishop David O. Abioye, takes you into an adventure of a lifetime. God bless you as you listen. Brings reverence. I desire
to be with you. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you very much. Lift up those beautiful hands again. Bless the Lord from the depth of your heart. Give Him the glory that is due to Him. There is no one like Him. Thank you and thank you. Thank you and thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In Jesus' wonderful name. Heavenly Father, what a joy that we all could stand before you again today. Being the last Sunday of the first year, 2007, our year of glory to glory, we thank you, God of all flesh, God of all grace, God of peace, God of compassion, God who is our Father, we thank you. We express our gratitude to you today. Receive our praise. Receive our praise. Receive our praise. In the name of Jesus. For everyone that is here to thank you today, may no one here be cut off before the close of this year. Last Sunday of the first half of the year, you are here thanking God. Last Sunday of the second half of the year, you will still be here thanking Him. Thank you, Almighty God. Let all the saints of God shout the biggest hallelujah that they can. Make it bigger than the biggest you ever did. One more time, the biggest ever. And your hands to the Lord at the same time. Glory to God forevermore. Amen. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody's excited to be here this Thanksgiving Day. Praise the Lord. Won't you like to announce to your neighbors how good God has been to you? At least two people. Don't you see God has been good to me? Look at me. Look at me. Tell them, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Here, God has been good to me. Hallelujah. Praise God forever. God has been good. And His goodness shall remain with you forever. In the name of Jesus. On this Thanksgiving Day, we are also experiencing the restoration power of God. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, The Bible tells us that after God had created man in his image and after his likeness, he said to them as he blessed them, be fruitful. Say with me, I am fruitful. Why? Because God said it. When you know what God has said, you don't wait for people to tell you who you are. After our first child was born, the doctor said to me, this child may have mental problem. And I said, can I have my child, please? And I didn't get back to tell my wife what the doctor said, because that's not what God said. I know what God said. God said, the seed of the righteous shall be mighty. Whatever anybody said came late, because God had already said it. And it's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that should repent. I don't care what they are saying about you now, but God already said what he will say. And no one can change it. Say with me again, I am fruitful. And God said, be fruitful and be multiplied. And replenish, replenish, replenish. That word replenish is the one we have replaced with restoration. Because to replenish means to resupply, to make available again, if either it finished or it is lost. To replenish means to refill, to refill. So if you have suffered emptiness by virtue of usage or by virtue of somebody taking from you what belongs to you, there shall be a replenishment. Oh my God, what an exciting God we have. God has provision for replenishment. He has a storehouse where replenishment is done for those who care to apply for it. With God, there is nothing lost forever. With God, there is nothing lost forever. You had the testimony of this young lady this morning, down to zero and negative, and now restoration. And now can write a check at once, 200,000 naira. Not many people can write that check again, no. Very shortly, you'll be writing check 1 million. 5 million. It doesn't take time, oh. We are all far away from it before. Before, to give offering of 1,000 naira was like a mountain. Not a regular offering, no. Project offering. To pledge 1,000 naira in 1991 was a lot of faith. But regular offering now in five figures. Amen? The Lord, I'm in church today. I just want you to know I'm here just to thank you. Wherever you are, receive my praise. And if it is five services, each of the services must be the same. Not that you gave in one service and then you say, when they are passing the offering bucket, you close your eyes and feast, you are thanking God. Your story must change. I say your story must change. So God is going to restore to you whatever has been lost. And not in the same way you lost it, but in a double fold. Did somebody say amen to that? Did somebody say amen to that? In the first service, I had said that the greatest restoration you need is the restoration of your soul. You need to put your soul together. A lot of people are looking for material blessings when their soul is shattered. Satan doesn't attack material things as much as he attacks your soul. He wants to destabilize you. Because your heart, your soul is the center of your life. So you need to keep your soul intact. He said, I will keep in perfect peace whose heart is stayed on you. When your soul is intact, all your blessings will be restored. I pray for healing for everyone that is suffering any psychological sickness of losses, every form of depression in the mind, every form of mental retardation, every form of inferiority complex. That is where Satan is attacking you most. I decree that there shall be restoration of soul for you today. Hear what David said. After that is done, he said, the Lord shall anoint my head to a point that my cup will run over. Running over. Running over. You will live here today with a running over experience. In the precious name of Jesus. We have been in the school of wisdom. God has blessed us tremendously this month. So many testimonies. You'll recall that this month alone, we've had two sets of triplets delivered in this assembly. In 1 month, One family, three. Another family, three. Just in one church. It's not like that everywhere. Won't you like to give Jesus a big hand for that? Hallelujah. We have had somebody came and said, after 13 years of epileptic affliction, got free. Epilepsy is one of the incurable diseases. There is no medicine for it. You can only try to calm it for a while. But by the power of God, the Lord Jesus set that precious lady free. In the first service today, we had a testimony of somebody shot on his head by robbers. But he still jumped here, well coordinated, sharing his testimony, bumping and jumping like football. Satan is too late, he can't kill you. And you've had other testimonies in the service today. You had that young man said, I was a terrible sinner before. He said, I'm not ordinary, a very chronic one. Did you hear what he said? But now cleansed by the power of God. An evangelist preaching the gospel of Jesus right now. You will be the next to share your testimony. In the precious name of Jesus. Say with me, I am a success. I am a success story. Amen. Because that's what the word says. Your success is a conclusion. You are not trying to succeed. In the world, they talk about ambition. In the kingdom, we talk about covenant. In the world, success is a subject of being ambitious to become something. In the kingdom, is an issue of manifesting what God has made you. He said you are a city that is already set. He didn't say you will set. He didn't say you will set. He said you are already set. You are already set on the hill, which cannot be hid. So, for you to be envying sinners is a reduction of status. I have never seen a sinner to envy in my life. Never. No matter what you have. What you have, you are keeping it for me to come. He said the wealth of the wicked shall be laid up for the righteous. There is nothing any sinner has today that will not be converted. Go and tell them anywhere you know them. Every wealth they have today, it will be converted to the believers. He said, a sinner shall die and leave his wealth behind for the righteous to enjoy. You better believe this scripture. So, stop couching around sinners. Stop begging them. Unbeliever is smoking cigarette on your face because of, you know, 2 million you want to collect from him. And he even asks you politely, I hope you don't mind. Say, well, light a lie, I don't mind. Amen. Don't couch around sinner. Stand where you are in the covenant. Somebody told Abraham, take this. Abraham said, I don't take it. I'm a child of the covenant. He said, lest thou say thou hast made Abraham rich. Covenant people are spiritually stubborn. They are crazy. They are mad. And like I said sometimes ago, if you are not mad for God, you cannot be made by God. You need a degree of arrogance in faith to be able to take what belongs to you. Some delegates from American Embassy in those days when they had their office in Kaduna visited our office in Kaduna and met Bishop Oyedepo. If you see his room then, his office room, there was no air conditioner there. And they asked him, will you consider if you have any chance any day to become the president of Nigeria? He said, no, that's going to be a demotion to me. That's going to be a demotion. He didn't have AC in his room, but he knew where he was going to. You will get there. I say you will get there. You will shortly get there. All my years serving in Kaduna, I never knew the way to government house. What am I going to look for there? They will be the one to come to look for me. I never crossed the gate once. One pastor met me sometimes. He said, excuse me, Bishop, I'd like you to help me. I said, what is the matter? He said, I want to be able to see the governor. I said, I don't know him. I said, I don't even know his name. And I didn't know the name of the governor then. I was too busy doing what I'm sent. I don't know the name of the man. But twice, one of them came to look for me in my office. Twice. He came the first time, he didn't meet me. He came back again. You need to know where you are going to. With all respect, entering Aso Rock is not an achievement for covenant people. When the Bible tells you that kings will come and bow to you. Isaiah chapter 60. He said, their kings shall come to you. There are certain testimonies we can be sharing now, reserved for time to come, to inspire your faith that you are on the right track, following after God. Following after God is what makes you command followership of men. You are a success. I didn't say you will succeed. I say you are a success. Say with me, I am a success. Now, we have been doing some teachings since in the first service. In the first service, we had a teaching that we titled The Ultimate Success.
And I'd like you to please go for it. Very insightful. The ultimate success. There we emphasized that success is in two levels. There is first of all the elementary success and then the ultimate success. The elementary success is achievement. The ultimate success is influence. Influence. There are many achievers, but very few influencers. What you possess makes you an achiever. What you give out makes you an influence. People may never remember you for what you have, but they can never forget you for what you did for them. Very beautiful presentation in the night. I was watching the live broadcast of the service, a honorable service held for the wife of the late wife of Billy Graham, who passed away just about 2-3 weeks ago. Very glorious service. And as I listened to the broadcast, there was no mention of any material possession. People won't remember you for your material possession. No. But testimonies of how she affected lives. She had 5 children. All the 5 children stood. There was none of them who talked about what she possessed materially, but the impact she made on their lives. Some of us are too worried. We buy things for our children. We give them no treasure in their lives. You buy them toys. You buy them television. You buy them games. You buy them cars even before they grow up to the age of using cars. Because you want your children to make you see you as a good person. But no treasure inside them. No lesson. No value. No worth inside them. I don't want to be remembered for what I have. I want to be remembered for how much influence I made. Those who look for things end as non-entities. Those who look for the welfare of others end up as great people. Greatness defined simply means influence on people's lives. Greatness is not reduced to money. Having money is not being great. Making impact is what makes great. The contributions you make to other people's lives, that you are a channel of blessing to people, that God used you to raise people, is what makes you a great person. And that is the ultimate success. The Lord said to Abraham, I will make you great and I will make you a blessing. I will bless you and make you a blessing. I will make you a blessing. There is what they call the Congressional Gold Medal in America, which is reserved only to the, lawmakers, the legislatives. There were only 2 people who had received that award since America was founded. And Billy Graham became the 3rd person to receive it, who even though is not a member of the assembly, just by being a blessing. By being a blessing. Not looking for what to take, but what to give. Some years back, some people came and met Billy Graham and told him that they would give him money to run presidential, ticket in America. He said, no, that's not what God sent me. Some other persons came one day and told him, here is land, here is money, build a university after your name. A name like you shouldn't die. No, that's not what the Lord said to me. I want to be humbly here, being a blessing to people. Whether Billy Graham built university or not, that name can't die. Jesus built no university, his name has refused to die. Achievement goes with what you have as a credit to yourself. Influence goes with what you contribute into the life of others to make them happier and more fulfilled. That's why you may be having money and yet not being fulfilled. Fulfillment is a result of what you did for people. When last did a dress jump from your neck to somebody else? When last did a pair of shoes go from your wardrobe to your neighbor? When last did a check go for a child whose school fees cannot be paid? Influence. 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 Not for self-recognition, but for being a blessing to people around you. To God be the glory. You will live here today a blessing. I say you will live here today a blessing. Please get all of those teachings and bless yourself. And in our second teaching today is centered on experiencing unending success. How to add more to what you have. How to be daring. How to be adventurous. How not to settle down with the status quo. How to change your level from just enough to more than enough. And from more than enough to very much more enough than enough. You need to keep changing your level. If you don't want to be polluted, you need to keep moving forward. I see you moving forward. Amen. I see you moving forward. Amen. Some of you seated here know that God has spoken some things to you before. Don't sit down with your dreams. Dreams are never fulfilled in idle hands. Dreams never find fulfillment in idle hands.
Stick out your neck. If you don't go, you never grow. So keep going and keep growing. Keep going and keep growing. Praise God. Now, take this brief teaching before we rise up to receive the anointing for restoration. Steps to multiplying success. Steps to multiplying success. How you can multiply success. Our focus will be on faithfulness. Faithfulness. Proverbs 28:20, the Bible tells us that the faithful shall abound with blessing, but he that is in haste to be rich shall not be innocent. The faithful shall abound. The faithful shall multiply. I want to share with you this secret this morning that will help you. There are things you do that you keep doing that brings to you success in the ultimate. You see, success is not about destination. Success is what you keep experiencing. I have said there is no definition of best success because no one can finally reach the peak of it. It's a journey. We can only improve in the school of success. We cannot graduate in it. Because no matter how successful you describe a man, there is still much more for him to attain or to achieve. But I'm sharing with you this morning on how to gradually move forward, multiplying success. Multiplying success. Jesus told us in a parable of a man who called his three servants and gave them what is called talent according to their several abilities. Say with me, several abilities. Now, before God will put something in your hand, he has a weighing machine. He will weigh you. He will weigh your capability. He will weigh you. That's why there are some things you are praying for that seems not to be coming. Oh Lord, I need this thing. My God, I need, if I get 10 million now, everything will be all right. And when you cry and cry, God said, don't let this child die. Quickly weigh him. So they weigh you on the weighing machine. And when they weigh you, they discover you are only weighing 400,000 naira. So okay, give him 400,000 naira. So God doesn't answer you according to your prayer. He answers you according to your weight. Because if he gives you 10 million, you will sink. Praise God. Pastor Yuba, come here. Come here quickly. Will you clap for this very heavy man? Amen. Pastor Afam, come here. Amen. I'm sure you know that the weights here are very different. You can see what I'm talking about. Amen. Now, what you will carry, if this man carries it, what they call the crowbar, the backbone may be affected. So if I'm to give the two of you certain weights to carry, I must of necessity consider the weight of each of you. Am I saying something? If I don't want to kill you, I mustn't give you what this man will carry. Because the capacity to carry it is everywhere. From here to here to here. And this man doesn't have all those stuff. Amen. Ranging from here to here. Praise God. So if two of them are asking me to give them some physical weight right now, I will ask, what is your weight? That's why in some sports like boxing and wrestling, they match them according to their weights. So they call some lightweight, some featherweight, some heavyweight. So when you are praying, oh God, I'm fasting. God said, I don't want this man to kill himself with fasting. Let's weigh him. So the man gave to them according to their several ability. To one, he gave 5. To another, he gave 2. And then to another one, he gave 1. Now, the man he gave 1 to has a lot of mouth. He could promise what he can do, but that he can't actually do. God, if you try me now, you will see something. God said, I know you more than your confessions. So he gave him 1. And immediately the man with 5 went and traded. The man with 2 went and traded. The man with 1 said, can you see? These are the things we are talking about. God doesn't even know those who are serving him. How can he give him 5 and give him 2 and give me 1 here? Does he not know how long I've been in this church? I think I'm older than Pastor Afam, but he's heavier than me. So if I want to use age to carry what he will carry, they should start digging the grave. So it's not a matter of how long you have been in the faith. It's a matter of how much stamina you have, developed. The stamina you have developed. And that stamina is developed through faithfulness. Because after the man with 5 went and traded and came back, 5 more was added to him. so that he can make more success. The man with two came, he didn't envy the man with five. That's how you see, you are reducing yourself, comparing yourself with somebody else. You are wasting your energy because you can never be equal to another person. The man with two took his own, never bothered about what the five is doing. He went and traded, and he too came back with two. So his own became four, his own became 10. But the man with one remained one because he was too big for that thing. Many of us feel too big for the position that is being given to us. That's why we never increase. Many of us carry ourselves into a class that we don't belong to. That's why things never work. Many of us will never want to try to do something at our level. That's why position never change. Please get seated. Now, listen to me. If you fall from a place, stop, forget about the place you fell from and start from where you are now. That's a lesson to learn from that lady's testimony. A car dealer, everything went flat. Where do I start from? First of all, she went and secured a job. And as she was doing the work, she saw somebody selling cloth. You can imagine from selling car to selling cloth. Many people will never do that. They will still be pursuing how they will get to be selling the car. Your position has changed from that level. Accept the reality. Don't deceive yourself. Many people claim to have faith. What they have is foolishness. If your car is grounded, let it be grounded. Don't grind your life. If it is motorcycle you can buy, go and buy a motorcycle and begin your life. Somebody said, but somebody prophesied to me. That's prophecy. Prophecy is in the future. You don't wait for prophecy. You walk towards prophecy. When they say there shall be restoration for you, don't just wake up and say, they say there shall be restoration for me. They say, no, you go and walk towards the restoration. Are you there? She fell from being a car dealer, and there is nothing new in falling. There's nobody who has never fallen before. There is nothing new in falling. When you fall, adjust yourself. When you pour water on a chicken, what does the chicken do? Shh. And move forward. Hallelujah. She fell from selling car and she went to look for a job because life must continue. Forget about where you are that you fell from. And there she had somebody who was selling clothes. Say, can I also sell? And they gave her clothes to sell on credit. And from credit, she began to sell by herself. And she had first access to bulk money again, 60,000. And after making the profit, the Lord said, hey, you want to move forward? Give. She's calculated and got goodwill from those wonderful mothers. Goodwill. And from there, you had the testimony. Now signing 200,000 naira check. Don't you like that? But it didn't occur. She walked towards it. That's why if you have lived in a duplex before, and for certain reason, duplex is not possible again, look for a smaller house. Don't be asking, what will people say now? What will they say now? Let them say anything they like. They are not the owner of my life. Let them say anything they like. I will soon rise up again. Rejoice not over me, my enemies, for when I fall, I shall rise again. Are you hearing that? When you are faithful with what you have and where you are, nobody can stop you. I have climbed this ladder of faithfulness to be where I am today. When I hear pastors complain that they have 30 members in their church, I tell them, you don't know what you are talking about. I was privileged to start church with four people, including myself. Four people. I was the praise leader, I was the announcer, I was the preacher, everything. Four people. Second Sunday, it increased to seven. One of them got saved and gave his life to Christ, who became our drummer. Now he's a pastor. When we were 20-30, I will wear my short knicker and clean the place. I was the sanctuary keeper. I was the security. Thank you very much. I was one security in the church, securing the church. Wash the place, buy red oxide, and paint the floor red. So when they come to church on Sunday, I tell them, people of God, look at the floor. Aren't you happy you are in a red carpeted church? There is no church with red carpet like this. But those who knew me all of that time knew that my tempo of commitment has not changed. One of the people who met me shortly after that is Elder Wafi here. Elder Wafi, stand up. Am I telling the truth? Huh? It has not changed. The same drive, the same commitment. Somebody met me years after when I began to pastor a church of 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, and said to me after the service, he said, Bishop, you have not changed. I said, what do you mean? He said, the same way you are preaching the word, the same way you are dancing, the same way, you haven't changed. I said, the reason is because I am not doing this thing because of number. I am doing it because I am committed to doing it. And I tell you something, I will not be happier today if I'm pastoring a lesser church.
I will not be happier. What is making me happy is not the size of the church. No. But that I have the privilege to serve God with the whole of my heart.
Ask ushers here. I have fought several times about counting of number. They don't confuse us. We are not after number. Don't try to impress me.
I see, Bishop, today we had a large crowd.
They say, how many?
30,000.
How did you get 30,000? There was nobody standing. All the chairs are there. Okay, go and count the chairs. You are not impressing anybody talking about the crowd that you have.
Having a large crowd is not a measure of success.
Jesus had only 12 people. One day somebody was talking about our cathedral in Kaduna.
I said, that cathedral can seat 8,000 people.
I say, it's a lie. Can't seat up to 8,000 people. If you jam it pack, it can't take 5,000 people. Don't help me to lie. There are things people will say about you that makes you feel elated and feel big. Don't. The Lord said to me sometimes ago, don't love praise. Otherwise, you'll be offended when you are criticized. People who love to be praised are the ones who react when they are criticized. If you say I'm doing good, that's your view. If you say I'm not doing good, that's your opinion. I'm just what I am. Just let me be in the will of God. Stupid, crazy, nonsense. It doesn't, it's a fool, it's a dummy. That's your view. Let me see souls getting saved. That's all I'm looking for. Let me see lives transformed. Let me see people sharing testimonies. If you like, you think you should appreciate me, give me offering. If you don't, why not? We'll still be there together. Just praising God together. Whether it is there or not, we are praising God.
Being faithful. You are an employee somewhere. Be faithful to your employer. Just like by the grace of God, I've been faithful to my own employer.
You know why I'm raised today? Faithful to Bishop Oyedepo. Faithful. Some years back, he left his checkbooks with me. Left his cars with me. One day he came. He said, why are you not riding this car? I said, you didn't tell me to ride it. You told me to keep it. You told me to keep it. And I'm keeping it. If I ride it, will he say, why did I ride it? No.
Many of us are suffering reduction because we are not faithful. They sent you with a job from here to Lagos, from your office. You know how you cut corner here and there. If you don't cut it that way, how will you have your own?
Your own is not part of it. Your own comes from God. You know, so it's the story of Joseph.
Potiphar left everything in the hand of Joseph. And one day, what he didn't leave in his hand came to him, his wife. Said, Joseph, I love you. Yeah, you're looking fine, boy.
Joseph said, excuse me, madam, I'm coming. And went to do his work.
And she kept pestering Joseph. Joseph, you don't think it would be a great opportunity for you to have some nice time with me? My husband told me he will be away for 3 weeks, so you can shift your load to my room. Let's have some nice time together.
Joseph said, my master trusts me. He kept everything in my hand except you. Far be it from it. I would rather die than to touch you. One day, Joseph never knew that the woman held the key in her hand.
Shut the door
behind him.
As she came on Joseph, Joseph rushed to the door. The door was locked. Joseph looked through the next window and jumped out through the window. While he was jumping out, the woman held at his dress.
Joseph said, you can have my dress, but you won't have my life.
You can have my dress, but you won't steal my dream. This is not the first time they will steal my dress. I'm used to my dress being stolen. Steal my dress. Hallelujah. Being faithful.
Being faithful.
Wives, are you faithful to your husband? Husband, are you faithful to your wife? You don't know what corners you go through all the time. Government workers, are you faithful? Legislators, are you faithful? Let's ask ourselves this practical question. Pastors, if you are you faithful to church members? Somebody came to you and said he just won a contract and he wants you to pray for him. And immediately you got a vision.
You see, in fact, when you came in, I remember there was something the Lord told me. And I tell you, if you will sow a seed of faith, seed of faith, seed of faith.
Shut. You use corner to corner church members. Whom God has placed you over as a father.
Like Billy Graham, when I get to heaven, I want God to say to me, you are a faithful servant. If he gives no star to my crown, I'll be most satisfied hearing that from him. I don't care about what I have here and what I don't have here. I don't care if I ride a jalopy to death. I want to get to heaven and hear from him, you are faithful. You are faithful.
You are faithful.
Quickly, what does it mean to be faithful?
Number one is to stick to your goal, to focus on your assignment. To stick to your goal, to focus on your assignment. Not to be an opportunist.
You know the story of Jesus? After he made a miracle from 5 loaves of bread, they came that they might make him king. The Bible says he ran away from them because that was not his goal. That was not his assignment. He ran away from it. He was faithful. He adhered. To be faithful means to adhere. Just like a postage stamp. When you paste a stamp on an envelope, sending it from Abuja to Kotonkarve, for as long as that envelope is going, the postage stamp is going with it. That's what it means. You stay sticked to your assignment. If you're a pastor, you'll be a clear pastor, a clean pastor. Not running spare parts here and there. Because in every pursuit of life, whatever you are doing will first try you. You see, the reason why many people are not successful is because they jump here and there too much. When something doesn't work for 1 year, they jump to the next one. They try it. It doesn't work. They jump to another one. That's what somebody says, I want to do tailoring business when it's not working. They say, what's the next thing? I want to be selling cement. They say, what's the next thing? It's car. I want to be selling now. Car sells a lot in Abuja here. And when car is not selling, they say, what's the next thing to do? I think I'll be doing internal decoration now. It's not stable. Whatever will work will first try you. It will try you. It will be as if it will not work. But he that endures to the end shall be saved. When I started pastoring, the thing shook me. It tried me. I remarked last Wednesday. I see, before you stand properly, you will fall down several times. Young Gicho, who became the pastor of the largest church in the world, he fainted 3 times. 3 times he fainted. Before he stabilized. Anything you will become in life will first shake you. It will shake you. Many of you now are great people in your various professions and in your career. At certain stage, the thing shook you as if it will kill you. If you run away, you will have run away from your glory. Stick to what you are doing. Stick to what you are doing. Stick to what you are doing. Food finished in my house one day as a young pastor. That didn't make me change my mind. I got my mind made up and I won't turn back because I want to see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up and I won't turn back because I want to see my Jesus. So to be faithful means to stick. You know why some people are not stable in the faith? After a while, they start looking for alternatives. Because your faith will try you. A time comes when it's like you are praying over some things, and it's like the more you pray, the harder the situation becomes. You are undergoing what they call the trial of faith. You are praying for progress, and the more you pray for progress, it's like you are moving backward. What's happening? And Satan says, have I not told you? Yeah, you better step here. And there, they will show you somebody who will make charm for you. Somebody who will prophesy over your life. And the moment you turn off, you have turned off your blessing. The darker it is, the closer the day, the break of the day. Adhere to what you are doing. To be faithful means to be full of faith. Faithful, full of faith. And what does that mean? It means that you believe in your task. And because you believe in it, you are trading the present for the future. The man with 5 talents was faithful because he had full faith in the talents. And so he went and traded. He went and traded. So to be faithful means to be trading what you have. Use what you have to get what you want. Trade with the present to secure the future. When God gave me 30 people as a church pastor, I was trading with the 30 people. I was preaching all my life. I was laying hands on all of them. Heavy, heavy message. I showed our pastor some time ago, while I was talking to them, about my notes. I've been preparing notes since I started pastoring. I have my notes till today. 1987, 1988, 1989. Handwritten notes. No matter how short the meeting is, I must write something down. I must write something down. It has always been business, even when the church was few. The first message I preached as a pastor, May 1987, was "The Lord is my shepherd." I had notes for it. Why? I believed in the task. Many of us are running businesses as if we don't have faith in it.
You have capital, you don't even know how much the capital is. You are running expenses, no record. Every time, miscellaneous of 10,000 naira, that is too much. Even for a millionaire. Everyone that wants to secure a future, always have record. Always have record. When I travel, I have a record of every details of what I spend. I hardly have miscellaneous of 3,000 naira. Because there's nothing wrong with my brain, nothing wrong with my hand. As I spend money, I write it down. Write it down. Be business-minded. These are all the things that God looks at before he determines your next lifting. Somebody says it doesn't matter. You will soon know that it matters. You will soon know.
Have faith in what you're doing. And prove that faith by the show of absolute commitment into it. The Lord will help you. I said the Lord will help you.
What are we saying this morning as we close?
If you are faithful, you will abound in blessing.
Proverbs 28:20.
If you are faithful, you will experience multiplication.
Matthew 25:14-30. Matthew 25:14-30. If you are faithful, doors of opportunity will never close against you. Luke 16:10-12.
He that is faithful in little is judged faithful in much.
Luke 16:10-12. He that is faithful in little will be judged faithful in much. He that is faithful in little will be judged faithful in much. He that is faithful in little will be judged faithful in much. When God saw that Joseph was faithful in handling Potiphar's matters, he graduated him to Pharaoh's matters. Because the territory of Potiphar was smaller than the territory of Pharaoh. But God tested him with Potiphar before he gave him Pharaoh. When God tested Jesus to be a faithful carpenter in his father's workshop, he gave him the savior of the world. When God tested Moses with his father-in-law's cattle, he was very faithful. God gave him the entire 3 million people in Israel to pastor.
God will always test you before he will lift you. God will always try you before he will lift you. God will always prove you before he will approve you.
He will always prove you before he will approve you.
If you are faithful in handling what belongs to your employer, you will soon have your own. You will soon have your own. When God saw that I will not touch what belongs to my master, he gave me my own. He gave me my own.
He gave me my own. In high dimension. Some of the testimonies can be shared freely and openly of how much he had done to prove that when you are faithful, you cannot remain on the floor.
Please be faithful. Don't touch what is not your own. Be faithful. Be faithful to God and to people around you. You will soon get there.
I say you will soon get there. You will soon get there. When God saw that Joshua was faithful to Moses, he lifted him. When God saw that Elijah was faithful to Elijah, he lifted him.
You are the next person that God will lift up.
Yeah. I say you are the next person that God will lift up. Yeah. You are the next person that God will lift up. Yeah. You are the next person that God will lift up. Yeah. You are the next person that God will lift up. Yeah. You are the next person that God will lift up. Yeah. You are the next person that God will lift up. Yeah. You are the next person that God will lift up. Yeah. You are the next person that God will lift up. Yeah. Amen.
If you are sweeping, be a faithful sweeper. If you are a messenger, be a faithful messenger. Whatever you are doing, be faithful at it. I used to tell people before, I was an usher in this same ministry before, an usher. Years back, I even had no opportunity to lead prayer when we are meeting. No opportunity to take prayer. I was recording message for Bishop Oyedepo. Recording message. I was in technical crew. There is no unit I've not been to in this church. Then there was no microphone, no public address system. So when he's preaching at the altar, I stay close to the altar and I direct the tape to catch his voice. So when he moves, I have to be moving the tape to catch his voice anywhere he moves to. Are you hearing that? Because I must catch it. If I don't catch it, I may suffer some things. I have to catch it. And from there, one day, I had the opportunity to be teaching in Believers Foundation School. Believers Foundation School. By the grace of God, a number of people I taught then are now pastors, great pastors.
Because I was doing it faithfully. You see, the faithful will always be fruitful. You don't have to be strong. You just have to be faithful. If your job is that of a marketer, Sell and sell until something moves on your body.
When I first arrived my degree to be a pastor, the sun was heavy. The heat was heavy. Yet I must do my work. Go out from house preaching. I'm preaching under the hot my degree sun.
No air condition, nothing. My wife met me there.
The coolest place in our multi-purpose building. Church, sitting room, office, bedroom, kitchen. It was all en suite. The coolest place was the bathroom. So I put wrapper inside the bath and tell my wife, just stay cool here. Inside the bath, where human beings should bath. Because that's the coolest at daytime. So she lies down there and I sit down on the chair and we're doing our studies, we're doing our work, we're doing our prayer when we need to pray. Nobody had. It was in that situation I'll be sleeping on bench before she came. Somebody came to my room that time and met bench. Ah, bro. Bro. We didn't know it's like this. We'll see what you can do. Till now, he hasn't done anything. Years after sharing the testimony, some people say, you don't know, it can't be true. You mean you went through that kind of situation? It can't be true. Because when I come out as most excited, as if I'm coming out of a palace. The rest is history. Be faithful. Be faithful. Hear me as I close. God will never approve you until he has proved you. God will never lift you until he has tried you. If you have 50,000 today to do business, please be faithful. Don't squander everything. If you have 1 million today to do business, have records. Have records. I've been keeping record of my personal finances since 1991. In 1991, my entire income for the year was 52,000 naira. 52,000 naira. That was big money. 1991. When God saw that I would not spend this thing carelessly, he started increasing it and increasing it and increasing it to where it is today. If God is not sure of what you will do, he will be hesitant to give to you the next thing. So you have to prove to God that you are a faithful person. You are a committed person. Husband and wife, manage your finances accordingly. Don't eat everything that comes your way today. Don't put pressure on your husband to buy a freezer when he doesn't have money to buy it. Don't live your life on borrowing and borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. Wait! When God has proved you, he will approve you for your next level. You are getting there. You that I see like this, you are getting there. If you know you are the one I'm talking about, jump to your feet and say with me, I'm getting there. I am getting there. May God not take you to a place he hasn't prepared you for. May God not give you a weight of blessing that you are not developed for. Receive grace to be faithful. Make a vow before the Lord. Lord, by the help of your spirit, I'll be faithful. Speak to him right now. Please speak to him. 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 Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name, I want to appeal to you, very precious business owners, that you are in charge doesn't mean careless spending. I beg you. I always recommend for business owners to have a separation between business money and personal money. I agree, you are the owner of the business. That's true. But think future. Business money must be separated from personal money. What is personal money? What you count as like salary from the business money. What you count as your stipend. What you count as what accrues to you as a laborer in that business. Agreed, you are the chairman of the business, but you are also a laborer there. You now carry everything and put in your pocket. That's why the thing can last. Put yourself under a self-made law. That the next 3 months, this is my salary. And as God is blessing you, you are changing it. As he's blessing you, you are changing it. As he's blessing you, you are changing it. Not that you have 1 million profit. And the next thing you are thinking of is a car to buy. Okay, what will you use to run the business? Many of us claim to be believing God, but we are not faithful. We are not just being realistic in our approach. Please be faithful. And as God finds you so, he will be lifting you. He'll be raising you. He'll be lifting you. He'll be raising you. He'll be lifting you. He'll be raising you.
Will you do something about that this week? In the name of Jesus, receive grace for that. In the name of Jesus, receive grace for that. In the name of Jesus, receive grace for that. In the name of Jesus, receive grace for that. Will you lift up your hand and begin to prophesy into your week? I know that this week, greater open doors is set before me. Greater open doors is set before me. Greater open doors is set before me. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me ask you to pray one prayer. And I'm saying this in all humility. I'd like you to talk to God. Lord, the way you are guiding our leaders who have maintained faithful track, please guide me that way. Because see, the things I'm sharing with you are things we have proved. You know why God keeps blessing this ministry? Because of faithfulness. In those days when Bishop Oyedepo got to Lagos, some pastors came to him and said, a pastor like you shouldn't be living in Yanapaja. Let's go to Ikeja, where real men live. And he got there, and they told him how much the house cost for rent. And he asked them, is it for rent or for buy? And they say, it's for rent. He said, no, that's not my level. And when God saw that he will not waste the money, he added more to him. I'm telling you this with all sense of respect. There are many of those people today who are near the floor because God weighed them and he saw that they were below expectation. By the time we're going to start construction at Canaan land, out of what God has blessed the ministry with, the entire land was bought without raising offering. That's why you are not under pressure in this church. How many times you have that way? They'll come to you and say they'll be prophesying to you so that you can give. I'm bothering you. We want to buy chair. Give. We want to buy this. Give. We want to buy this. Give. No, you are not under pressure because we have a sense of faithfulness. After the land was bought, 500 plus acres, there was still over 230 million on ground to start the project. When God saw that the money would not be wasted, he said, let's add more to these people. That's why today is a multi-billion organization. I am begging you. I am begging you. Don't eat with your 10 fingers. I am begging you. Even though the money is your own, be faithful. Don't collect your salary and go to the market. And go to where they are selling shoes. How much is this? They say 6,000. Oh yeah, put it in the bag for me. Let me touch the money first and be sure it's still there. How much is this tie? I think by now I should be wearing designer's tie. They say 4,000. Put it there. What about this coat? They say 50,000. Ah, you mean you can't reduce it? What about 48,000? Okay, I'll be paying you small, small. And God is watching. He said, this boy, I will make sure they don't increase his salary. I hope the way my heart is bleeding, you are getting something. I'm talking to you not just as a pastor, but as a father. I want to see it well with you. That you go off in 5 years and you are coming down the next 2 years is not appropriate. Your ladder should be up and up. The graph should be going up through faithfulness. Just as it is working for us, I'd like you to pray, Lord, the way you are leading your servants amongst us to be faithful, to be judicious, Lord, help me that way. Help me that way. Speak to God right now. Help me that way. Just as you receive impartation from us for healing, for miracles, receive impartation for wisdom, for faithfulness. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' wonderful name. Is somebody blessed this morning? May I ask you this morning, are you born again? If you are not, you must make a quick decision. You had somebody's testimony this morning. I was a chronic sinner, but Jesus saved me. No one is too bad for God to touch. No one is too bad for God to change. And no one is too good not to require salvation. You know your ways are not right with God. I'm not accusing you for it. I'm only appealing to you to make a quick turn and let Jesus save you. I know God is touching you already. Take a step down here. I want to pray for you. I decree that the blessing of God will overwhelm every curse against your life. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, I hereby condemn today. Wherever evil people get seated to plan
against you, the thunder of heaven
will scatter them. As for you, they will see your table you are eating from with your head anointed and your cup running over in the name of Jesus.
This week you are returning with super testimony.
Just as God spoke to us that he will load us daily with benefit, I decree that the remaining 6 days before this month will run out, you will experience super load of abundance in the name of Jesus.
It is well with your soul. In Jesus' wonderful name.